Surrey, BC, police agencies in British Columbia say the introduction of body cameras will improve transparency and lead to more timely resolution of complaints against officers. The BC Association of Chiefs of Police and representatives from several departments gathered at RCMP headquarters in Surrey, BC, on Thursday to tout the introduction of the cameras, soon to be worn by thousands of officers in the province and across Canada. The association formed a committee in 2021, which was mandated to identify best practices by ensuring consistency and standard operating procedures, policies, disclosure procedures and communications, said Deputy Chief Anita Furlan with the Metro Vancouver Transit Police. She said police expect the technology to improve interactions with the public and help resolve complaints more quickly. Furlan, a vice president with the BC Association of Chiefs of Police, said video evidence is valuable in court proceedings because it shows exactly what is occurring. A key principle for the committee was to ensure that using body-worn cameras balance the rights of the individual with the use of the technology, she said. The committee was also tasked with identifying standard operating procedures for the use of body cameras and consult with other agencies whose work will be impacted by their introduction, the association said in a news release. Evidence collected by the devices will be used not only by police, but also the BC Prosecution Service, which determines if charges will be laid, and by the Independent Investigations Office and the Office of the Police Complaints Commissioner, both police watchdog agencies. Chief Supt. Holly Turton of the RCMP said the force has used body cameras in a limited capacity since 2010, and between 10,000 and 15,000 body cameras are set to be deployed across Canada after field testing in Alberta and elsewhere. Turton said the committee sought to promote a collaborative approach among police agencies about body camera implementation. Our intent was to ensure a seamless approach across the province with the understanding that this would also benefit the public and decision makers, Turton said. Supt. Howard Tran with the Vancouver Police Department said introducing body cameras is long overdue, as communities have changed their expectations of police at a time of emerging public safety challenges. Dozens of VPD officers are already wearing body cameras under a pilot program launched last week. SGT. Jim Ingram, the Delta Police Department's body-worn camera coordinator, said the decision to turn on cameras is up to an officer's discretion if they decide a recording could have evidentiary value. Ingram said policing standards, though, require cameras to be turned on if there is a potential for use of force or violent or aggressive behavior as anticipated or displayed. He said the cameras assist in de-escalating, potentially volatile situations, and video evidence of an event is superior to handwritten notes. He said the cameras are an additional tool officers can use to diffuse tense situations as people behave differently when they know they're being recorded. When there's a camera turned on, I'd say that everybody has a little bit of a psychological switch that flips, he said. I think that's just human nature. The Delta Police Department has been using the cameras for about 2 years, and currently 21 are in operation with 16 more to be introduced this year. At an unrelated news conference Thursday, Premier David Eby said the police cameras help provide valuable evidence and ensure accountability. When police are conducting themselves in public, with all the authorities and powers that they have, when they are doing it on camera, it's reassurance to the public that they're doing it in as professional a way as possible, Eby said, adding the body-worn cameras have advantages for police and the public. Certainly, I'm supportive. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 11, 2024. Daryl Greer, The Canadian Press.